Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, y'all. Welcome tonight. It is Mind Blowing Decisions, where we talk about love, life, and relationship with your host tonight, Nishan L. I'm so excited to be with you once again. As always, I hope you guys had a great week. I hope things are growing and prospering in your life. I hope that you feel good in your own skin. Tonight's topic is about spontaneous lifestyles. Who have you become? And just a little description, I mean, it's not all about, well, let's just talk about it. Spontaneous lifestyle, is it related to sexual healing? Is it related to financial growth? Is it related to is it related to your mindset? Is it related to the people that you are around? Are they going anywhere? You know, when they say take a look at your circle of five and see where, you know, their life is and those that you keep in contact with. I mean, you have to almost do a graph because you deal with, if you're a person like me, I deal with so many kind of people, of business individuals and corporations and LLCs. And just, you know, a lot of great people. And so because of that, I found that people are usually suppressed, very, very suppressed people when it comes down to living a spontaneous lifestyle, being free to be themselves, to be able to express themselves. I just want to welcome all of you all for listening. We have on air, you know, some amazing people. Gigi, she's online as usual, always showing up. Good day to you, sis, and to my son. Good day to you. Thank you so much for joining. I appreciate you, Greg.
You're welcome.
We're talking about spontaneous
Hi,
lifestyle.
Greg.
Hey.
Y'all know I can keep talking. I gotta keep this thing moving. So I appreciate you calling. So something interesting piqued your interest, Greg, and I appreciate you calling because I know this is kind of right up your alley. And what spontaneous lifestyle you live in, your adventurous lifestyle, the chances that you've taken in life to further advance yourself or have new experiences and things of that nature. Who have you become because of those experiences and those challenges that you face yourself?
Hakuna Matata. What a wonderful phrase. just a free person, you know. At some point, you got to take and do what's right for you, you know. It may be hard at first, but, I mean, it's worth it in the long run, you know. You just, for me personally, what I did is I just gave up everything materialistic. I've never been a materialistic person myself. And I just wanted a simpler lifestyle, you know. But, you know, I got kids and the family now, so you got to deal with that, too.
Because
me, I'd probably be on the land somewhere backpacking. But, I mean, nobody can tell you what to do for you. It's, you know, you got to make that choice for yourself. For me, I just want to live out on the land, grow my own food, you know, have solar power, energy, and build my own house, you know? That way, life isn't about money for me, you know? And if I want to go out and travel, I can go travel because life's no longer about money. It's more so about fulfillment of, you know, self. And when you're not chasing money all the time, you can go out and do what you want to do. You can be what you want to be. And you can actually find time to, you know, just sit down and think. When you always trying to fulfill somebody else's goal, fulfill somebody else's dream, you know, at somebody else's job, you're not going to get that. You're not. I mean,
wow.
I don't know about other people, but for me, you know, granted, I still work for somebody right now in the meantime. But I'm one of those people, I move fast and I move a lot. But when I stop and slow down, you know, everything just catch up to me just at once and just flood you. And it'd be like, man, what are you doing? You know, you're wasting all this time. You could be doing this, you could be doing that. And then for me, that's just more motivation.
So what do you consider a spontaneous lifestyle? What is your definition of a spontaneous lifestyle? And then if you can answer that for us, our listening audience, Kendra, welcome to the call, to the studio, girl. We're so glad to have you. And who have you become because of that? Because of those decisions that you have made.
A spontaneous lifestyle for me is just jumping up at the whim, like not planning anything. Like I'm the type of person who would be like, I've never wrestled an alligator. Am I afraid of it? Yep. But that ain't gonna stop me. Let's go out and do it. You know? Just at the top of the dome, I'm like, hey, I'm off. Let's go do it. Now the type of person I've become. You know, am I gonna be shaking the whole time? You're so right, I am, but I'm gonna do it. The person I've become, though, is just a person who values peace, man. I mean, it's nothing like being able to just go out and just do something just because. And when you don't plan stuff, and you're just spontaneous, man, to me, life is just, it's so much better. Because you don't have to follow a schedule. You don't have to follow a plan because there is none. You make the plan as you go. And, I mean, of course, as long as you know, following safety, make sure you're safe and all of that, you ain't got to worry about nothing. There's no expectation. The expectation is just to have a good time. Trying something new? That's it. The sky is the limit for it.
And that's what we're talking about tonight, guys. Our topic is about spontaneous lifestyles and who have you become since making these choices in your life. Spontaneous lifestyles, is it related to sexual healing? Let's talk about it. So what kind of fulfillment? I think a lot of people get the misconception of sexual gratification, sexual healing, sexual play between, you know, familiar people, significant others, versus fulfillment. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I'm going to have to take a note on that because I got the babies coming to me right now. But
all right. Well, we appreciate every input of every last one of y'all that called. We appreciate your continuous faithfulness. And if you gotta go, we understand. We appreciate you giving my babies kisses and hugs. Let them know Mimi is always thinking of them. And you guys, y'all continue to keep rocking it out, you know, and keep making these choices, these live choices to live your own truth. To live your own life, do something new, do something brand new, learn something new. I think that it kind of hurts my chest a little bit, the thought of someone refusing new information because something they don't know. Well, the reason you don't know is because you've never been taught it. So circulated in your, right? So, which means that you know, I don't understand like why people complain so much if they don't do anything to change the situation. You know, learning new information changes your dynamics of how you see things, whether the glass is half empty or whether it's half full. You know, so perspective is everything. So, being able to be free, as Greg said, and living your life just the way that you choose to live it. I mean, not careless and reckless, but making some, you know, some plans in your life, not completely, totally following, you know, like a whole complete itinerary, but following.
My best life. Ain't going back and forth.
Right? You're going to live your best life, and that's what it's about. And that's the spontaneousness of living, being able to be free to just have an outburst like that and be able to share yourself, your silly side, to be able to share. You know, we crack up all the time every week on this air, every time we're together. Even off air, we crack, we making connections and bridging people together and making family, you know, new family is being explored because of the connections that we make. And that happens when you're able to be free and not closed off, you know? People close off too much. And I think it's because they're afraid of where they don't want to get hurt anymore. You know, most people's hearts are so broken or either torn from their body in such a metaphor kind of way, in a spiritual kind of way, that they can't feel the love coming back to them because so much negativity and pain has been associated with their life that it kind of stagnates them or either it immobilizes them or it debilitates them so in some form. And so being free in your mind so that you can live this free, spontaneous lifestyle where you can go to the store and you can, now you're talking about just spending up all your money and, you know, buy something brand new or go on a trip that you never thought, go to Alaska. I don't know. I grew up in Chicago. I don't really care to be in the snow. But there's all kind of places, Aspen, and there's Florida, there's the Hawaiians, there's Caribbean, you know, and just take a trip. They're not as expensive as most people think, but you have to have the right connection. And so y'all know I got to promote what I do because I always have a business partners who are with me, listening with me, with teaching and coaching people, and that's part of our spontaneous lifestyle, waking up not having a complete plan, but going out there networking and meeting new people. I plan to meet 100 people at least in a month's time. Within 100 people, given my pace, maybe 2 months. I can meet 100 people where I really make some real connection with. I'm not talking about people saying, oh, hey, my name is Nishan, and here's my business card. No, I mean some real connections where we're actually formulating, creating things and coming together and helping solve some solutions, you know, offer some solutions or bring a new perspective to where people are today because most people won't change, you know, but they don't know how. So, my spontaneous lifestyle is this. I wake up. I get woke up. I have a few business partners who love waking up at 4 o'clock in the morning, even though we're on different time zones. And it's funny because I'm actually counting on it that when they don't call me at 4 o'clock in the morning, I find myself up anyway looking like, okay, what's happening? You know, something must be going on with them, and I make sure I check in with them. And that's what I mean about being you know, being concerned and making connections with people. Now, some of us, I'll say like, and I'm gonna put Greg on the front because Greg is one of the people. He can mingle or he don't have to mingle. You know, he's just one of those kind of people. He loves to live a private lifestyle, but it's spontaneous and it's spontaneous now that he's a dad of 3 children and a wife, and so that his family now is his sole focus. And like you said, not chasing a dollar, but chasing after the things that brings you fulfillment.
Yep.
Yeah. So I know that the night is still young and to some it's a little late. So I'm going to break this up just a little bit, y'all. I'm going to take us on a commercial break real quick. And we'll be right back. We will be listening to, y'all know, I'm sorry, I am just stuck on this one particular song because I believe that it's appropriate. When you think about all the trials in life people go through, you think about the health issues people go through, and then they still here. You know, it's amazing that sometimes you look back over your life and you be like, man, I don't even know how I made it. But y'all give me 1 second to find this song. I played it last week. I'm going to play it this week. because I need to take me a break real quick. So we're going to listen to Sugar T real quick. Just give me 1 second. Y'all feel free to share on y'all social sites, Mind Blowing Decisions. Go and like us on Facebook. Let people know that we're all live on air, and we're talking about spontaneous lifestyles and who have you become. Is spontaneous lifestyle related to sexual healing, or is it related to fulfillment? That's what we're talking about tonight. We'll be right back. Y'all, we back. I'm telling you, that song right there, You Can't Break Me Down, that's appropriate. my spontaneous lifestyles? Who have you become? E, is spontaneous lifestyles related to sexual healing, or is it a mindset? Is it about fulfillment, and what does that look like to you? I'm posing a question. You guys know what to do. Those who are listening, I appreciate you. Those who called in, you are truly loved. I respect your time. So I want to give you this, 323-642-1569, option one to be on the air. Greg, I appreciate you. I know you could be anywhere else, and I know you could be wrestling with the kids and loving on them. So I want to thank you so much for tuning in and sharing with us. Give us a little bit more about this spontaneous lifestyle and who you think you become since you began to live for you.
To me, I think it's more, I mean, it can be about sex, but I mean, the base of everything, I think, is about sex. To be honest, I think being spontaneous just has something to do with your inner being, is yourself, is you getting close with yourself. So like even something as simple as just going to run out in the rain just because you're seeing it. Now, granted, I'm in Louisiana now. I ain't running in no hot rain. but I mean, anywhere else, though. It's just being spontaneous like that. You know, it don't have to be nothing extravagant or anything like that. It could be something as simple as, you know, I've never explored, you know, I've been living in this city this entire time. And, you know, I only go this way. Just go get lost in a city one night, you know, and just explore it. And I mean, I don't know if this is famous or anything, but I love getting lost in new cities that I go to. You know, I don't pull up GPS or anything. I just drive, and I get lost. And then eventually you end up finding yourself. I mean, you can use that as a metaphor or not, but I mean, it's cool. That's just something I like to do. Just go out and just drive. Eventually you'll make it back to where you started. But you will find a whole bunch of stuff that you've never seen before. Yeah. You know, it don't have to be anything like that. Now, being spontaneous with sex, I mean, that's cool, but that's a whole different subject just because that involves two people. So if the other person ain't spontaneous, you know, and they ain't digging your vibe, then, you know, I kind of shut it down or whatever. I mean, because you can come through, and I don't know what kind of crowd we got tonight. But if you ever seen Not Another Teen Movie, you know. You know what I'm saying? You can walk through the door. She can walk through the door, and you be having whipped cream all on your junk and stuff, looking like a banana and stuff. You ready for this banana
split? You know what I'm saying.
But, you know, I mean, to each their own. And that's cool. You know, I'm not saying that I wouldn't do it because I probably would. But, I mean, you got to find somebody, you know, if that's your thing, who will enjoy that type of stuff.
Right. Hey, we talking about spontaneous lifestyle. Hey, y'all know what to do. 323-642-1569. I kind of double dare you to pick up that phone, call in, push option one, and speak live on the air. Get in my queue so I know you're there. I know you're listening, and I appreciate you. I'm telling you, you're listening to Mind Blowing Decisions on Facebook Success Radio 101 FM, and we are here as usual, turning up and just enjoying life. And, you know, so I'm trying to create this atmosphere where it's always leaving people saying, man, I got to come back and see what she's talking about next week. You know, let me throw some good nuggets out there so the listeners will be able to catch on to those things that's important to them or those things that they can actually implement, taking a walk in the park, you know, getting the kids out, letting the kids run and tiring them out. You know, we ain't forgot how to do it. You know what I'm saying? Get them to that free playground. You spent enough money. You got to buy diapers, food, milk. You know, you got to get haircuts and hair bows and stuff, you know. And so these things, these expenses cost, and they take away from a lot of people living a spontaneous lifestyle because they're constantly looking at the cost of everything. But there's still a free zoo for those who, you know, like that kind of thing, picking time, spring in some areas, and some areas is trying to catch up. And, you know, and so there's festivities going Strawberry Fest is somewhere, somebody cracking a coconut is somewhere, you know, turning up a drink just because they fucking made it past cancer, you know, because the enemy didn't take them out, you know, that they woke up today. You know, so people got things to celebrate. So it's time to talk about those spontaneous things, you know, that keep you moving and motivate you, whether it's your favorite five or if it's your favorite three. You ain't got but one person in the world, and it's just you. If you want deep, hey, holler back, 323-642-1569, option one. Just listen to your host, Michonne L. and Gigi Watson, and we have my son on the air, Greg Lewis, and I appreciate him so much all the way out there in Louisiana. See, we got people listening. You never know who's going to tune in and what's going on and who needs to hear what. We got my business partner on the line. She's staying quiet tonight. She worked hard. You know, she's putting it in. She's putting her time in. So we appreciate her always showing up and supporting. So that's what it's about. Go ahead, Gigi.
I said, aw. Because she's working hard.
Aw. Oh, yeah, she's working hard. She's pulling together. We're doing some campaigns out there. And all the way out there in Greenwood, South Carolina, and Baton Rouge. I mean, I know y'all listen to me everywhere. Sugar Dash T, I don't know if you listen, but girl, that song right there speaks to me every time I get on this air, because I've been through the fire, I've been through the storm, the rain, and now it's all about me making choices for myself, and that is part of being spontaneous, and that is the lifestyle that I want, one that I can create the wealth that I need to move about this earth and travel like I want. And constantly learning new information and how to advance myself and how to help my other brothers and sisters to advance themselves. And so I'm looking at ways to help the simplest of person to be able to catch on and ride this financial wave that's coming. You know, that it's that transferring wealth that's going on, and it's time for us to hit it. We've been down too long. And so we can't dream because our minds are clouded or is bombarded with, oh, I ain't got enough because this bill got to get paid, or I got to shut that off because we got to do this. If we take away those circumstances and those situations by empowering the people and giving the people the choice again, not so much as educating them, but see what knowledge is being fed to them on a regular, consistent basis, the structure of being in control of your own destiny. You know, one of the business models that we have with my business, Planet Marketing, is that we are here. The best place on earth is the planet. And I believe that because you, myself, and each and every last one of us represent the earth and what we want to do with it and how we want to see it. And so we have to create that reality. So I appreciate you guys for tuning in. I'm telling you, I am pumped up. I am a little drained. I had a phenomenal week. I've been making some business plans with some really influential people, spontaneous, shaking hand deals, you know, bringing in awareness about who I am and what I do, how I represent those that that I'm affiliated with. Hope that I'm representing them well. I know that I am. And, you know, just excited about being able to get ready. My husband had told me I'm getting ready to go on a cruise for my birthday. And, you know, so that's pretty freaking exciting. Spontaneous lifestyle. It's not even planned. Not planned. Wasn't in the plan anyway. So September be here soon. So how soon can you do that? Well, you can do it if you just go ahead and do the research. I mean, it's really not that difficult. But doing the research, but not also making sense out of whatever moves and decisions you make in life. Like, if you travel, you should get paid commission. Like, it just makes sense. If you're traveling all the time, or if you're traveling, you want to travel, and you want to earn money, you want to earn a commission, you want to change your financial future, you know, and leave an inheritance for your loved ones, this is an opportunity you could do that. You know, so many opportunities out here. And so I'm here, guys, in Reno, and we're getting ready to turn up in September. Also with the cruise, we're also getting ready to do some pop-ups around town and show ourselves to the communities that we are here to serve. We're here to, you know, just network and grow, you know, and have some fun in the process. So I'm excited about some of the parties that will be going on, the pop-up parties, you know, because it's all related to helping people find themselves. And so pretty excited about that. So y'all look out for the information. I'll be posting it on my social platform. Man, I'm just excited because, you know, the only thing that's not growing is what's dead. So so if you feel like you just want to lay down and that's the end of life, then I pray that you would hear something tonight or somewhere in your life before it's over that makes you want to get up and live again and live your best life, live a spontaneous lifestyle. Last week we had a really phenomenal show, Phoenix Williams. It was just a pleasure, honey, to have you on the air. Gigi, did you say? That show was lit. And so I'm just excited about meeting great people and being able to bring them on the show and just you know, talk about various things of life, love, and relationships. Because last week we talked about sex. Phoenix, she has All Thing Exotic. If you can tune the background down, please, for me. But we was talking about sex and the erotic behaviors of people and how people are suppressed because they're not having sex. And so they're finding themselves later dealing with all kind of ailments with blood pressure, high blood pressure, you know, just different things because they're suppressed and not living the truth, their real truth, because they're living based on what someone else has given them. So I'm going to... if anybody has anything they want to share, come on, y'all, talk to me. I ain't on the air by myself. So how y'all doing tonight? What's going on with y'all?
I'm fine. And only thing I just want to do, I just want to wish Barry Gordy, Junior's daughter, Sherry Gordy, a happy birthday. She's the princess of Motown.
All right, Princess Motown, happy birthday, Barry Gordy's daughter. Y'all listen, it's a lot of things going on in the world. Y'all need to get involved. I'm telling y'all, people are living their lives. And, you know, I'm not telling you to feel bad for where you are. I'm just telling you to get mad for where you are and change it because it really is about, you know, celebrating your life. You can celebrate other people's lives. But if we don't celebrate our life, if we don't celebrate who we are and what we're capable of doing, I think we miss the whole thing of who we have become. We let someone else dictate to us how we should cross, how we should sit in a chair. We should cross our legs, you know, one on top of each other. What if I like to cross at the ankles? I can't do that because somebody got a leg and knee fetish. You know, it's just all kind of things that people suppress you with. So we're talking about spontaneous lifestyle. Welcome, caller, to the show. We appreciate you. You're live on the air, and we're talking about spontaneous lifestyles. Who have you become? Is spontaneous lifestyle, is it related to sexual healing, or is it related to is related to fulfillment, and what's the difference? We welcome your feedback on the air. We appreciate you every day, every week, every Thursday. You listen to Mind Blowing Decisions, and I'm your host tonight, Michonne Thornton, Michonne L on Facebook, Michonne Thornton on my business page. Y'all go like our page, let people know we out on the air. And we talking about this spontaneous lifestyle. Y'all, come on, let's turn up just a little bit for me because I need the energy. It's all about the feedback, right? So we're doing
Yeah, so
yes,
on the other side of things, right? So let's say you ain't got nobody, right? You want to be spontaneous? Hey, guy, girl, it don't matter what you are. Light a candle, put you on some music. Shoot, run you a bubble bath if you feel like it. You know, take care of yourself. Like, you know,
yeah.
I worked hard today. You know what I'm talking about? Kick them feet up. Or, hey, put on that creepy hoodie you ain't used in a while. Hey, man, you deserve it. You know what I'm talking about?
I so love it. This is what I'm talking about. This spontaneous life.
But no, you got to take care of yourself.
Take care of yourself. I like that. That's what's up.
Be spontaneous. Like, this I just paid all the bills. You know what? I'm feeling myself. Come on.
Yeah. Water down yourself. Put some bubble baths. Yeah, because it's different for each person. You know, it's not like, again, it's not about you spending a lot of money to be to have a spontaneous lifestyle. It's like we said, just blurting out, you know, like you said, how did you go to the song you said? I ain't going back and forth with you. I'm living my best life. And so living your best life,
yep.
you don't ask for permission. You don't apologize. You just do you. Massage your scalp, rub your feet, you know what I mean? Take care of you, like Greg said. So I'm super excited. So I'm going to open up the floor. We don't have to stay on topic because what we do here on Mind Blowing Decisions is we talk about everything concerning life, love, and relationships. And so it's springtime and the heat is up. And there is a lot of things going on, a lot of nakedness coming into play. And we know them when the baby's going to be showing up soon. So, yeah, we're going to talk about sex. We're going to talk about how people need to learn how to just love on themselves. And so if you guys got anything you want to share, we're going to talk about business, how to build a community, a tribe, you know, how to network with people so that you can change your trajectory so that you can financially fund those ideas and them hopes inside of your head. Floor is open. All right, so we're going to keep moving. While y'all pondering on that, I'm going to ask, I had asked Greg about who have you become, because what I found out now, because I'm in a different phase of my life, with being that I'm an empty nester, and the experience of being an empty nester, you know, you're gonna spend some time all by yourself. And if you've never done that, if you've always went from a household full of people caring for them, screaming people and running here, kids there, and you know, we had such a huge family that you know, to have the quietness and the stillness. It's sometimes a little creepy and sometimes a little nerving, but it's exhilarating because you get in tune, like Greg said, with yourself. So what have you created? What atmosphere, whether it's in your home office, whether it's in your bathroom, what atmosphere have you created that you only claim for you? You take some time for yourself, whether, like Rick said, if it's just taking a drive, you know, and getting lost in the city and learning and seeing new things and experiencing new things. So, so I'm asking these questions, but I'm just going to keep going because it sounds like that I'm about the youngest thing online right now in energy. No, I love you guys, no, for real. And it poses these questions because it's at the end of the day. We are adult people. We are mature people who, you know, life has taken us in different journeys, on different journeys. And so being in this phase of my life where I get to actually relax and just worry about and be concerned just about myself and planning my next steps, towards the future, and how I'm planning on doing that. Again, your network is your network. Your network is your network. I can't talk tonight, y'all. Y'all know what I'm saying. But if you are creating a life that is spontaneous day to day, whether it's ooh, I'm gonna go take this yoga class, or I'm gonna go join this fitness club, or I'm going to go join this learn and sip coffee conscious community awareness groups or wherever you are, join Dresses for Success and volunteer to help other women go back into the work world. You know, joining in any kind of thing that will bring fulfillment, I think it's almost like Eat, Love, and Pray. I don't know if you guys have seen that movie, but that movie kind of changed my life because I kept thinking about, man, I would love to just have some time, personal time, and a lot of times we don't get that. And then when we do have personal time, we do not honor it or respect it in the matter. And then we allow people into our space, and then what happens is they crowd our space and we find ourselves not liking them as much. So the honey that went out the moon kind of thing. And so I think, like, you have to really get to know yourself. You have to become intimate with yourself and find out what are those things that you like. Are you really a tidy, neat person? Are you really one of those people that, you know, you're compulsive and, you know, got to have everything situated a certain way and look a certain way, feel a certain kind of way? And there's nothing wrong with that, because if that brings you fulfillment, you should do it. You really should do it. Live your real truth. So, Greg, if I can bring you back, what are some of your truths outside of finding peace? What was the route to your journey into finding peace for yourself?
Mine was it was mm-hmm. just letting go. Yeah, it was just letting go of everything, essentially. Because I don't have a problem with letting go of anything. But, I mean, me, I'm a caring person, but at the same time, I'm a conundrum because I don't care about a lot. And once I realized that about myself, I mean, that I'm on both sides of the spectrum, essentially I'm a paradox. I mean, you just become comfortable with who you are. And me being the way I am, I'm full-hearted. I'm a full-hearted person who cares about, you know, a lot of people. But at the same time, I can care less. Just like a lot of the knowledge that I have, you know, you can't give to everybody because everybody ain't ready to accept it. So it is what it is. You try to, you know, you give them a nibble. They don't like it. All right, move on. It don't affect me and what I got going on. So, I mean,
yeah.
With that being said, I'm going to be all right. You know, and you're going to be all right because, you know, you're going to keep on doing what you're doing. No skin off my bones, no skin off yours.
Yeah.
Shoot. You just, like I said, man, you just got to find out what works for you. For me, it's just living essentially a carefree life. All the problems, it ain't worth it. Like, I don't stress out about nothing. Bills, man, I'm not saying that I'm in, you know, a financial bond or anything. Let the light company call and tell me they about to cut the lights off. Come on, man, I got candles I've been waiting to burn. Shoot. Play
you
with
like,
me.
Can we get That is so
like,
funny.
It's just the way I grew up, man. Like, you can't, like, the peace I got, man, you just got to learn how to get out there and just get away from everything. Everybody become, learn who you are. And once you do that, man, and can't nothing stop you, can't nothing knock you. Shoo. Winds may blow, mountains may rock, but ain't nothing going to crumble because your foundation is good.
Right. And that's living your real truth. So the question that I'm asking tonight on the floor right now is just that, you know, whatever your truth is, what's the journey in where your journey took you or is taking you? Do you feel like you are in that place of peace where you can live your spontaneity, your truth, whatever that is, whether it's sitting in a jacuzzi, you know, with, you know, if you're a Jell-O wobbler, you know, whatever, you know, so whatever your truth is to your peace, living your best lifestyle, living your best version, today versus when you didn't even try? I mean, because, you know, sometimes we just don't try. And like I said earlier in the show, you know, sometimes people just give up. They're ready to just lay down, and they forgot how to because someone else has dictated their lifestyle to them that they never really even began to live in the first place. So they're living out of, you know, someone else's theory, the way people the way people want to want them to be robotic or either carbon copies. So I think probably like when I was 13 years old, I wasn't like anyone else. I mean, I always knew that, but like at the age of 13, it really became really crystal clear that I had to learn how to live my truth. And it used to get me in trouble a lot because I was very outspoken, but I used to see people that would get people in trouble, lies, adults lying against each other, you know, sneaking around and having sex with each other and all that kind of stuff. And because I was a kid, nobody would think I would say anything, but I watched it all go down, right? Fast life, Chicago lifestyle, and it's just what it was. You know, I decided I didn't want to be anything like that, so I had to change my atmosphere, and I couldn't change my location, but I changed my mindset. So it began to put me on a path to find myself and to be spontaneous because everything that I did was different than anyone else. So my life has always been, she moved up, she left Chicago and just moved to Houston. She then jumped up and went to Dallas. She then went to Pennsylvania. You know, this girl moving around. What is she doing? She just running from life. They never knew. I was just never designed to sit still. You know, so you can't live according to what someone else believes that you're supposed to live. You got to go out there and find your way. Even though I had young kids and I was traveling and moving around, I didn't know about the travel industry business. And I didn't know, so I couldn't capitalize or monetize what I can monetize today. And that's the reason why we're talking about taking in new information. And we can do that. When you can still learn and be coachable and teachable, then you can change the course of your life, and you can find that peace that Greg has found traveling the world and taking his kids on experience. His kids probably been more places than, they ain't even 5 years old, and they probably been more places than most adults. You know, and it's not, you know, like a brag, but it's the truth that whatever you, you know, your energy is, focused on is exactly what your life is going to be. So are you living your best life? You listen to Mind Blowing Decisions. Well, we talk about life. I know it's getting tough. I know it ain't even an easy conversation to have, but it's necessary because, you know, the thing of it is we talk about life, love, and relationships, and that means that we're talking about the empty nesters. We're talking about the retirees. We're talking about the people who we talking about suicidal people. We talking about it all because all of this is wrapped up in there. People are suppressed. They're depressed. They can't get up. Now their body's giving out on them, and they're going through all kind of ailments and sicknesses and diseases and of the mind, you know, and they schizophrenic behavior. And, you know, some of them is kind of crazy, ain't going to lie. But some of it is just straight up bad damn behavior. And I don't with bad behavior. I kind of call it, like I said, I used to get in trouble a lot because I used to watch so much bad behavior that I would speak up against it. So it taught me how to relate to other people in different places that different people are. So my question was tonight, who have you become through your experiences, and have you even tried to live a spontaneous life and figure it out? Can you live with that? I know, like, some people go to Vegas and do a girls trip, or they go to, you know, the movie, you know, and they do go a girls trip down there in Louisiana, and they do all kind of stuff, and some of them get their groove back. You know, they find them a boat. They find somebody for the night, you know, and they go after the club, the concert, and they go get it in. And then you got those who are reserved and know they need to be hit up real good. They need to be dicked down. I I mean, come on, let's just keep it real. And there's a lot of lonely, hurt people out here, and they're scared to trust anyone. And they're scared to move forward in new relationships because it ain't normal for you just to meet somebody and fall for them. It's not smart. It's not logical. But you suppress. Why you keep denying yourself of love? You know? Well, at least that's what I'm asking myself these days. Do I continue to keep denying myself of love, or do, not that I'm not being loved, you know, y'all, I tell y'all all the time, my husband's a truck driver, so he's gone most of the time. And so those thoughts run across my mind, and I know that I'm not the only one. There's a whole plethora of people, truckers-wise, and people who travel that's in entertainment, that's away from their families, people like my son who's working all the time and happen to be away from the home, people like my business partner, Kendra, who got to work and be away from her children. And these are the reasons why we talk about these things. You living your best life, and what does that best life look like? So find your truth and take care of yourself. Get a Spanish dictionary and learn some new words, shit, you know? Go on to have your Bahama mama or something, you know? But try something, you know? I mean, if you had a problem with drinking before, then get you some goddamn iced tea, you know what I'm saying? put some fruit in it, some frozen fruit in it. But try something new, because I'm telling you, life is too short, you know? We're getting ready to bury my uncle who passed last week, Uncle George West. We're getting ready to bury him on tomorrow, and I won't be able to be there, but I'm there with my family and spirit. And it's
sorry,
just, you cannot.
About your uncle.
I'm sorry. One more time.
I'm sorry to hear about your uncle.
Gigi, I know. Thanks so much, girl. And, you know, and it's just, we talked about last week on the show about how my uncle's wife and he lived in separate homes, but they never divorced, and they had active lives where they lived with other people. And so it was important to them that they stayed together to the very end, regardless of them being in the same house, because that wasn't important. The vows they made to each other to be there until death do them part was most important. And that didn't always look like the typical home. You know what I mean? It don't always look like, oh, mom or dad.
You know what? You know what? I heard some couples do that. Some people, they get married, but they want to stay right there, and they'll stay in separate homes.
Yeah,
one wants to stay in their home, another one wants to stay in their home.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. And so this is why we have to decide what's important to us and what makes us happy, because everybody's life don't look the same. But yet people will try to tell us we're supposed to look like this and act like this and talk like this. No, I'm an individual. Even if I got a twin or a triplet, I'm still an individual, you know. And I have triplet cousins and I have twin cousins. And I tell you, each one of them, I can tell all of them apart. None of them, I mean, they'll trick the, you know, hell out of somebody that don't know them. But for me, from birth, I've always knew each one of them, and there's sets of them. And I don't care how old they get, I just know those children. It's like a mother knows the stripes, you know. They talk about the tiger or the zebra knowing the stripes of their cubs. And so you have to create your own life and what it means. And I believe that if this is how you roll with another woman and you're a woman, that's your business. Ain't nobody else's business what y'all do in your bedroom. However, again, I always say that just ain't my thing. And, you know, I have no problem with it. I mentor people all the time who live different lifestyles, who don't believe in the things that I believe in. Do I mistreat them because they don't? No. Do I handle them and treat them cold? No, I'm supposed to be an answer in the earth with the knowledge that I have, with the education that I have, with the experiences that I have in life. I should be able to help all kind of people. And so I make myself available for those kind of people, just that kind of thing, just that kind of girl. Y'all listen to Michonne Thornton, Michonne L on Facebook. I am your host tonight. I'm so excited to be with you guys again. I always want to give a shout-out to my girl, my sister, Miss Pearl. Get well. Get your strength, girl. We're thinking of you. It's not a lot I can say tonight, but I truly appreciate y'all. Spontaneous lifestyles and who have you become. If your life, spontaneous lifestyle connected to sex, is your money connected to sex? I'm still asking that question because I find out that there's a lot of successful people. I asked this on the air last week. There's a lot of successful people who are not have their celibate, and they are they making their money. Their money coming in. Their money energy has not. Their sexual energy has not interfered with their money making energy. And then I know some people who. Sexual energy has completely stopped and went to nothing again, and their money has been affected because their energy and their intimacy was wrapped up into how they felt. I know I ain't the only one that kind of seen that or heard that or felt know something about that, but there are some people that believe that. As free as their orgasm is, as free as their money flows. And these chakra teachings and different people believe different things. They believe you can call money from the universe and things like that to change, where you are financially and things like that. The Chinese, the Thai, all of those people believe in something different to bring in money, prosperity, energy, whether it's colors, or it's a cloth, of some sort, of some kind of celebration or ritual. They make that stuff happen. But what are you dedicated to? What are you dedicated in really trying to pursue and make happen for yourself? That's living spontaneous, making things happen for yourself. And it's not always easy because a lot of things do take resources, financial resources, but you can also find a way to do things and still care for oneself, care for yourself, and love yourself. So I'm going to tell y'all, we're going to go on break real quick. I'm going to get me something to drink. And we're going to play I'm a Woman by Sugar Dash T. We'll be right back.
Lottie Dottie, who rocks the party? It gotta be a woman and she don't bother nobody. She's raw, claw, she's great, it's in the innate. You better come correct, let's get it straight. Out the gate, bomb, she's back, the girl is all that. Holler at your girl if you wanna make it crack. A woman who dresses to impress, read it to finesse. Now, who rocks the best? A chick who stays on hit, keeps a blinged out crib and knows how to make it happen. A lady, the rib who's supposed to give. Gang to a youngin' and you'll always see her coming. Queen, bringing life for real. Never had a degree, but knows how to close the deal. Super bad, holding it down. The survival of the fittest, and she earned a crown. A Mac machine, earned the stripes, but talking ain't a thing. She raps, dance, she sings, she's mean, she's hot, she plots, and she can't be stopped. She's real, chill, dudes flip the bill. If it don't make money, then the conversation's kill. Crunk, hypey, A-list, wifey, not the average chick, don't believe me, try me. Bold, cold, could never get old, got a swagger off the chain, truth been told. She's cool, smooth, and never gonna quit. Will fall seven times, but a comeback lift. Light it up, hype it up, eat it up. Whoa. Bring her in the ring and she'll beat it up. Real talk, cash paid, keeps the stash, got it made. Blowing up like a grenade, come on. Made West. It ain't too many times that said she failed the test. Magic, body build like Jessica Rabbit, a savage. Works out to stay fit, she's green. Conscious, making it make sense. No tolerance for foolishness, She focused, versatile like Hocus Pocus. Travel the pyramids like your highness. Take notice, princess royal. To her folks, she's loyal. Classy but sassy like my sugar water oil. Power, she's the lady of the hour. She wears a lot of hats, but she lives to empower. Street, the total opposite of weak. She's a self-preserved, but to her husband, she's a freak. She's hood, diva related, making it work, congratulated.
Everybody needs a woman. Y'all, I'm telling y'all listen to Mind Doing Decisions on Faces of Success Radio 101 FM. I'm your host tonight, Nishan L. on Facebook, Nishan Thornton business page. Go follow us. Go like our page. Go tell somebody we're still on the air. We got a little bit under an hour left on the show. We're talking about spontaneous lifestyles. Who have you become? Is your spontaneous lifestyle related to sexual healing or fulfillment? Is it about where your wealth is? You know, because sometimes some people believe that, you know, that if there's no money, there's no honey. We had a show about that early, sometime last year. Because the thing of it is, the mindset is made up like this. If the stimulation doesn't take place before the actual intimate touch or the physical contact, it's kind of like a hit and miss, because you're investing in something that can't give back. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you're making deposits into an account that will more likely suck you dry versus then allow you to flourish and to grow. So again, like I said, if it ain't growing, it's dead. So you got to check in with yourself, check out with some things, check out with some people, begin to live your best life, figure out what that looks like for yourself, get real with yourself, tell your own truth. I'm not telling you to check everything in your life at one time and just say fuck it all and quit and walk away from shit. I ain't telling you that. Don't do that. Please do not do that. But I am asking you to look at yourself a little bit closer and ask yourself, what can you do better to create that lifestyle that you want? So, again, our lines are open, 323-642-1569, option one, to be on the line of live on the air. And so we want to recognize our callers. We want to make sure that they are being heard. We have callers in the queue. Actually open the floor up if there's something that's on your heart, you want to share, you want to talk about. This is the opportunity. We always want to make sure that we give you all the opportunity to share your comments, your thoughts, and, your stories. So call us 5692. You're on the air. Would you like to share your thoughts? So we're going to move on to just continuing in the show. I hope y'all enjoyed those two selections by our sister Sugar Dash T, one of the pioneers of hip-hop, and, just a phenomenal person. We appreciate her coming on the air and sharing her expertise and her experiences with us and all those that continue to keep showing up, and we appreciate you so much. Again, listen, I ain't going to drag this show out. I had a great time with y'all, and this is how I'm going to handle this. There is so many opportunities that can change anyone every day. All you have to do is say, what is it that you do? Or this is what I like to do, and share your wacky, crazy, silly, romantic, deep ideas with someone that you know you can trust that can help you to monetize those opportunities that you created in your head but just didn't know how to manifest them into a full business. And maybe they're just like hobbies, and you really want to maximize that. I can actually help you if you connect with me on Facebook. I can help you with those things. I just want to tell you all this as well. Don't stop. Trying to achieve, greatness. Don't stop. Don't give up on yourself. Don't quit your life by living someone else and trying to please them. So with that note, y'all, I want to bid y'all a good night. Gigi, I'm ending the show early tonight, girl. So you want to tell the people on the air tonight?
Anybody else on the air?
No one wants to talk, Gigi. But listen, we have callers listening. We have listeners out there. But I just feel like that you give out what you can, and then you don't, you don't push it and you don't force it. I'm going to take us out with a little bit of that 50 Cent, and then that'll be the last that you guys hear tonight. Y'all have a great night.
Okay.
You good rest.
You have to excuse me, you have to
accept
what you're feeling. You should have put on Marvin Gaye.
I know, girl. I wanted to do it. I actually got to upload it into the studio, but, girl, yeah, next week we surely going to do it. So, right, we're going to play a little bit 50 Cent. We'll be right back with our last final of the night. And you guys, y'all have peace in y'all, whatever you do in your decisions. But do it and do everything that you do with all your strength. We'll be right back to bid you all a good night. Here's 50 Cent.
New York City. You are now rapping. With 50 Cent. You gotta love it.
I just wanna chill and twist a lot. Catch stunts in my 745. You drive me crazy, shorty. I need to see you and feel you next to me. I provide everything you need, and I like your smile. I don't want to see you cry. Got some questions that I gotta ask, and I hope you can come up with the answers, baby.
Girl, it's easy to love me now. Would you love me if I was down and out? Would you still have love for me, girl? It's easy to love me now. Would you love me if I was down and out? Would you still have love for me,
if I fell off tomorrow, would you still love me? If I didn't smell so good, would you still hug me? If I got locked up and sentenced to a quarter century, could I count on you to be there to support me mentally? If I went back to a hootie for my band, would you poof and disappear like some of my friends? If I was hit and I was hurt, would you be by my side? If it was time to put in work, would you be down to ride? I get out and peel a nigga cap, you chill and drive. I'm asking questions to find out how you feel inside. If I ain't rap cause I flip burgers at Burger King, would you be ashamed to tell your friends you're feeling me? In the bed, if I use my tongue, would you like that? If I wrote you a love letter, would you write back? Now we can have a little drink, you know, a nightcap. And we can go do what you like, I know you like that.
Girl, it's easy to love me now. Would you love me if I was down and out? Would you still have love for me? Girl, it's easy to love me now. Would you love me if I was down and out? Would you still have love for me?
Now would you leave me if your father found out I was thugging? Do you believe me when I tell you, you the one I'm loving? Are you mad cause I'm asking you 21 questions? Are you my soulmate? Cause if so, girl, you're a blessing. Do you trust me enough to tell me your dreams? I'm staring at you trying to figure how you got in them jeans. If I was down, would you say things to make me smile? I treat you how you want to be treated, just teach me how. If I was with some other chick and someone happened to see, and when you asked me about it, I said it wasn't me. Would you believe me or up and leave me? How deep is our bond if that's all it takes for you to be gone? We only humans, girl, we make mistakes. To make it up, I do whatever it takes. I love you like a fat kid love cakes. You know my style, I say anything to make you smile.
Girl, it's easy to love me now. Would you love me if I was down and out? Would you still have love for me? Girl, it's easy to love me now. Would you love me if I was down and out? Would you still have love for me?
Could you love me in a bed? Could you love me on a bus? I'll ask 21 questions, and they all about us. Could you love me in a bed? Could you love me on a bus? I'll ask 21 questions, and they all about us.
Oh, yeah, we're back. You was listening to 50 Cent, 21 Questions. You're listening to your host tonight, Meshawn L., Meshawn Thornton on Facebook. I am the host of Mind Blowing Decisions, where we talk about love, life, and relationship. And I'm so honored that you tuned in and spent some time with me tonight. And every Thursday, you show up for me, I show up for you, and I appreciate all that you do. All the love that I get, the support I get all over the world through my world travels, through my new adventures, my new business adventures. I'm coming home strong with a lot of different things, living a spontaneous lifestyle. Who have you become? And is your spontaneous lifestyle related to your sexual healing? And some people's minds are so tight and so starchy that they can't even fathom an orgasm. They can't fathom being free or freaky, or they can't fathom being an entrepreneur, business owner. You know, they can't fathom making $5 million, and they can't fathom those things. So I want to ask you, if you do nothing else, get real with yourself, find out who you are, what you're capable of, and put those things together. And if you don't know how to do it by yourself, get with somebody that can help you. This is your host tonight, Meshawn L. I love you guys. More love. We're going to say goodnight. You guys, you're great. Always. You're amazing. I appreciate you. Good night.